And this is Classical Digest. I'm Anastasia Tsoulkas.
And I'm Tom Heisinger.
Winners were announced Thursday at the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow.
We're hearing early round Haydn from Russian Daniil Trifonov, who took home gold in the piano category.
Home for Trifonov these days is Cleveland, where that baby-faced 20-year-old studies at the Institute of Music there. He says his goal is to write his own piano concerto.
Everyone wants to be a composer.
Right. But judges awarded no gold in the violin competition. Instead, two fiddlers shared the silver medal. Sergei Dugadin from Russia and Itamar Zorman from Israel.
Narek Hakhnazarian from Armenia won in the cello category. Here's Dvorak from one of his final rounds.
And top vocal prizes went to two South Koreans, soprano Sun Young-so and baritone Jungmin Park. The overall Tchaikovsky winner will be announced on Sunday.
But, you know, the competition was not without scandal. A scandal for classical music, that is.
Armenian cellist Hakhnazarian got caught up in it. Russian conductor Mark Gorenstein allegedly directed an ethnic slur at him. Gorenstein apologized and then stepped down from the competition.
And now to London, where reviews for Niko Muhly's first opera, Two Boys, have been mixed.
Critics are comparing Muhly's true-life detective story to TV dramas. One said it's like watching Prime Suspect, but with Helen Mirren singing her way through the sifting of evidence.
Okay, time to take the pulse of American orchestras.
This week, more news from Philly. Musicians are demanding proof of their board's claims that their endowment can't be used to fund players' pensions. They're saying, show us the money.
And our social media mover of the week is...
a simple tweet from one of our followers that snowballed into an avalanche. It asked, who's the most badass composer? Place your vote at NPR Classical on Facebook.
And that's Classical Digest for Friday, July 1st.